Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming House passes bills cutting education funding. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Wyoming House of Representatives have passed two bills aimed at reducing state spending, slashing tens of millions of dollars in education funding each year. According to the Wyoming Tribune Eagle, Representative John Bear of Gillette argues Wyoming has a spending problem, not a revenue issue, and says the state must live within its means. But Representative Carly Provenza warns the cuts, totaling over $372 million, when combined with tax reductions, will create a serious revenue shortfall. House Bills 270 and 271 lower the percentage of state funds drawn from key trust fund accounts, with an amendment easing the transition over the first year. Representative Ken Clouston successfully amended House Bill 271 to phase in spending reductions, lowering the rate to 4.75 for the first year before dropping to 4.5%. He said this approach allows for evaluation while reducing the initial impact on school funding. Representative John Bear supported the amendment, calling it a reasonable adjustment. Critics, including Representative Steve Harshman, say these cuts will hit schools hard, comparing them to the loss of an entire school district's funding. The bill now moves to the Senate for further debate. Kemmer to become training hub for TerraPower's nuclear fleet. Kemmer, already home of the mother JCPenney store, will soon house the mother TerraPower nuclear plant. The company is building a 35,000-square-foot training center designed to serve as a global hub for natrium reactor operators. Cowboy State Daily reported TerraPower's Jeff Navin says the facility will feature a control room simulator identical to the one planned for the Kemmer plant, allowing future operators from around the world to train there before returning to their own plants. Mayor Robert Bowen sees tourism and potential, with visitors coming to see the training center, fossils, and the historic JCPenney store. Construction is expected to begin later this year after key infrastructure is completed. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.